This is AgriPulse Drive Time from Monday, September 30th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the union representing U.S. dock workers signaled that 45,000 members will walk off the job at midnight, kicking off a massive strike likely to shut down ports across the East and Gulf Coast. The coming work stoppage threatens to significantly snarl the nation's supply chain, potentially leading to higher prices and delays for households and businesses. That depends on the duration of the shutdown. Longshoremen confirmed over the weekend that its members would hit the picket lines at 12:01 a.m. Tuesday. Mike Seifert with the National Grain and Feed Association says even without a strike, the grain and feed industry have already seen an impact from the labor conflict.
They quit being able to ship containers to the East Coast ports around Wednesday or Thursday of last week. The shipping companies began to quit taking bookings, which meant then, you know, the railroads had to start limiting what they could take because they weren't going to be able to deliver it. And so even though we're talking about, is the strike going to happen tonight at midnight? For all practical purposes, if you are in the ag container shipping business, you were pretty much shut down from going to the East Coast around Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
Seifert says the economic impact of those ports being shut down is in the billions of dollars in a very short time.
You know, when you look at 40% of all the ag container exports go out of these ports. You know, that's a big impact for ag. And I think Farm Bureau put some numbers out last week that I think their number was $1.4 billion. And I think, you know, J.P. Morgan had estimated about $5 billion a day for the whole economy. So $5 billion a day for the whole economy. And so that's, you know, that's a big number.
The American Farm Bureau Federation today said the most significant disruptions would be felt in containerized agriculture exports, which compose just over 30% of U.S. waterborne agriculture exports by volume. On the import side, containerized products play a much more significant role, representing 73% of all waterborne agriculture imports. The East Coast is crucial for these imports, handling 72% or 30 million metric tons of containerized agricultural imports. Well, tomorrow, Illinois corn farmer Kenneth Hartman takes the reins as president of the National Corn Growers Association. Hartman says the top priority is a new farm bill before the end of the calendar year.
We definitely need support for crop insurance. We need higher levels of crop insurance. Right now, with inflation that we've dealt with the last couple of years, fertilizer's up, fuel's up, labor's up, interest is up. I mean, everything's went up. We need higher levels of coverage, and we need support for those high levels of coverage. So that's our first priority when it comes to is crop insurance and the farm bill. Second, the support of international markets and FMD. And then also strengthen the producer safety net. I mean, we're basing a farm bill when it comes to ARC and PLC of levels that were 7 years ago. Well, those levels have changed because of the costs that it takes to put out a crop. So we need to support that. Basically, we're looking at higher levels in these areas. The fourth thing that we support is supporting voluntary conservation programs.
Hartman says building demand for corn can quickly be achieved with higher blends of ethanol and gasoline.
Ethanol is clean burning. It's great for the environment. I mean, we can produce ethanol. I mean, right now we've got, you know, buffer crop coming on. We can produce ethanol, a cheaper fuel than regular gasoline right now. So, I mean, it's definitely it's a plus for the environmentalist. It's a plus for the farmer, and it's a great plus for the consumer. So we need to get this done and make people understand how ethanol can fit in the picture as far as the environment.
Hartman says corn growers are hoping for a favorable set of rules from the Treasury Department to allow corn as a feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.